What a weird service. That rabbi.
A definite find. Get his number when you go to the graveyard. I want him to bury me.
This taking on angels in America, of course, is a mammoth Everest. You know, we all kind of feel like Sisyphus right now.
I always get so closety at these family things.
Butch. You get Butch.
So how are you feeling at the moment?
We're in the abyss now. We're in the dark. We're in the very, very dark.
That abyss is AIDS. Andrew Garfield plays a man facing the disease, Prior Walters, in an interweaving story of gay life, Mormonism, angels, ghosts, and politics. Two parts, 7.5 hours.
Lou, not Lewis. Because if you say Lewis, they'll hear the sibilant S.
I don't have.
I don't blame you.
Angels in America was one of the theatrical landmarks of the 90s. 25 years on, Andrew Garfield feels the medical landscape may have shifted, but politically, it feels very contemporary.
It's very pertinent to now. Prior says, so the time has come for us to be citizens. And the fact that I think we still need to say that about those marginalized groups amongst a very straight, white, male, Western world. The fact that those words still have to be spoken, they absolutely do, means that we're due for another production of this play.
It is very much of its time in that it's set in the mid-80s in New York.
Marianne Elliott, the play's director. And the heart of this newfound topicality is a character.
There's also this strange ghost from the 80s. You've got Roy Cohn, who is a lawyer for a quite well-known figure now.
Yes, Roy Cohn was the mentor of Donald Trump. And some people say that he trained Donald Trump to be the man that he is today.
He's in the White House now, Roy Cohn. He's the President of the United States.
Quite an extraordinary, larger-than-life person. And yes, he's in the play. He's one of the main characters played by Nathan Lane.
Love, that's a trap. Responsibility, that's a trap too. Like a father to a son, I tell you this. Life is full of horror. Nobody escapes. Nobody. Save yourself.
So you are Roy Cohn.
I am Roy Cohn. Yes, I'm not playing Roy Cohn. I am Roy Cohn. I've become Roy Cohn. Could you not smell sulfur in the air? I'm sorry, what was the question?
Why does he matter?
He was, as he says in the play, I have forced my way into history. I ain't never gonna die. He was Donald Trump's lawyer and mentor of many, many years. They would talk on the phone almost every day. And you see this, you know, it's always going on the attack. No matter what they say about you, just you ignore that. You deflect and you just say, well, what about this? What about what they're doing? And attack them. It's very Roy Cohn.
The words on stage are, of course, not the real Roy Cohn. They're the creation of the playwright Tony Kushner. But he was ruthless, publicity-seeking, and the master of the outrageous and bombastic counterattack. You are left wondering just how much of this fictional Mr. Cohn lives on.
Whatever pulls on you, whatever needs from you, threatens you, don't be afraid. People are so afraid. Don't be afraid to live in the raw wind, naked, alone. Sometimes you think, wow, this is what Donald Trump's parents must have told him. Learn at least this, what you are capable of. Let nothing stand in your way.